Tavalera looked gloomy. Gaeta thought idly that he could change his clothes in Chris's bedroom. He had almost as much of his wardrobe in her closet as he had in his own. Cardenas projected Wilmot's gray-haired face against the far wall of the sitting room. "Professor," she said without a greeting, "someone from security has shut down my laboratory." Wilmot looked startled.
"They have?"
"I want to know why, and why this was done without consulting me first." Brushing his mustache with one finger, Wilmot looked pained, embarrassed.
I suggest you ask the deputy director about that."
"The deputy director?"
"Dr. Eberle."
"Since when does he have the authority to shut down my laboratory?"
"You'll have to ask him, I'm afraid. Actually, I know nothing about it. Nothing at all."
"But you can tell him to let me reopen my lab. You can tell him to call off his dogs."
His face slowly turning red, Wilmot said, "I really think you should talk to him directly.
But
it's his show. There's nothing I can do about it."
Wilmot's image abruptly winked out. Cardenas stared at the empty air, open-mouthed. "He hung up on me."
Gaeta said, "I guess you'll have to call Eberle."
Fuming, Cardenas told the phone to contact Eberle. Ruth Morgenthau's image appeared instead.
"Dr. Eberle is busy preparing his statement for this evening's rally," she said smoothly. "Is there something I can help you with?"
"You can call off the security officers posted at my laboratory and let me get back to my work," Cardenas barked. "Right now, this minute."
"I'm afraid that can't be done," Morgenthau said, completely unflustered. "We have a dangerous situation on our hands. There's a fugitive loose, and we have reason to believe she might try to break into your laboratory and release nanobugs that could be very dangerous to everyone in the habitat."
"A fugitive? You mean Holly?"
"She's psychotic. We have reason to believe she murdered a man. We know she attacked Colonel Kananga."
"Holly? She attacked somebody?"
Gaeta said, "Holly's never been violent before. What the hell's going on?"
Morgenthau's face took on a sad expression.
"Apparently, Miss Lane has stopped taking her medication for some reason. She is decidedly unbalanced. I can send you her dossier if you want proof of her condition."
"Do that," Cardenas snapped.
"I will."
"But I don't see what this has to do with my lab," Cardenas said.
Morgenthau sighed like a teacher trying to enlighten a backward child. "We know that she's been friendly with you, Dr. Cardenas. We can't take the chance that she might get into your lab and release dangerous nanobugs. That would be..."
"There aren't any dangerous nanobugs in my lab," Cardenas exploded. "And even if there were, all you have to do is expose them to ultraviolet light and they'd be deactivated."
"I know that's how it seems to you," said Morgenthau patiently. "But to the rest of us, nanomachines are a dangerous threat that could wipe out everything in this habitat. Naturally, we must be extremely careful in dealing with them."
Seething, Cardenas started to say, "But don't you understand that..."
"I'm sorry," Morgenthau said sternly. "The issue is decided. Your laboratory will remain closed until Holly Lane is taken into custody."
Saturn arrival minus 3 days, 6 hours, 17 minutes. Gaeta could see that Cardenas was livid, furious. Even Tavalera, who usually seemed passively glum, was glaring at the empty space where Morgenthau's image had been.
"Holly's not a nutcase," Tavalera muttered.
"I don't think so either," said Cardenas.
"But Morgenthau does," Gaeta pointed out, "and so does Eberle and the rest of the top brass, I guess."
Cardenas shook her head angrily, "and Wilmot won't do a damn thing about it."
Gaeta said, "This is serious, Chris. They're saying Holly might have killed somebody."
"Who?" asked Tavalera.
Striding toward the kitchen, Cardenas said, "The only person who's died recently was Diego Romero, drowned."
"And they're saying Holly did it?" Tavalera said.
Cardenas didn't answer. She went behind the kitchen counter and started yanking packages from the freezer. Gaeta noticed the message light blinking on her desktop unit.
"You've got incoming, Chris.
Take it for me, will you?"
It was Holly's dossier. The three of them studied it, displayed against the sitting room wall.
"She's bipolar, manic-depressive," Gaeta said.
"But that doesn't mean she'd become violent," said Cardenas.
Tavalera made a sour face. "I don't believe it. She's not like that."
Cardenas looked at him for a long moment, then said, "Neither do I."
"Could somebody have faked her dossier?" Gaeta asked.
"Framed her?"
"There's one way to find out," said Cardenas. She commanded the phone to locate Holly's dossier in the files of the New Morality headquarters in Atlanta.
"This is going to take an hour or more," said Gaeta.
"Let's grab a bite to eat while we wait," Cardenas suggested.
"Are we going to the rally?" Gaeta asked.
"After we have Holly's Earthside dossier in our hands," Cardenas replied.
Holly was waiting for the evening news report while eating a dinner composed of fresh fruits taken from the orchard and a package of cookies from the underground warehouse that cached the specialty foods brought from Earth. She sat cross-legged on the floor of the utility tunnel that ran beneath the orchard. She planned to go later out to the end cap and sleep in the open, beneath the trees, safely hidden by the flowering bushes that grew in profusion there. Don Diego would have loved the area, she thought. Its unorganized roughness, a little bit of wilderness in all this planned-out ecology. The phone screen on the wall opposite her showed an educational vid beamed from Earth, something about dinosaurs and the comet-borne microbes that wiped them out. Holly thought that it was safe enough to watch the program. No one could trace a passive use of the phone. It was only if she made an outgoing call that they could track her location. The ed program ended as she munched on the cookies. A three-note chime announced the evening news. Holly's eyes went wide when the newscaster announced that she was not only a hunted fugitive, but a dangerously unbalanced mental case, wanted in connection with the drowning of Don Diego, who might try to unleash a nano-plague on the habitat. "You bastards!" Holly shouted, jumping to her feet. Then the newscast showed a pre-recorded interview with Malcolm Eberle, who was identified as the deputy director of the habitat. With convincing sorrow, Eberle said, "Yes, Miss Lane worked in the Human Resources Department when I served as its chief. She seemed perfectly normal then, but apparently, once she goes off her medication, she becomes, well, violent." "You're flaming right, I'm violent," Holly screeched. "Wait till I get my hands on your lying face."
Dressed in a sky-blue blouse and slacks, Cardenas came back into the sitting room where Gaeta and Tavallera were talking together. "Has her dossier come in from Atlanta yet?" Cardenas asked. Gaeta shook his head. "Your message is probably just reaching them Earthside by now. We're a long way from home, Chris." Tavallera got to his feet. "The rally's due to start in half an hour." "Sit down, Raul," said Cardenas. "I want to see Holly's dossier before we go." "We'll miss. The candidates won't be making their final statements for another hour at least," Gaeta said. "All we'll miss is a lot of noise, the marching bands and all that crap." Sitting back on the sofa, Tavallera said, "I'm worried about Holly. Those goons from security can be rough." "Where could she be?" Cardenas wondered aloud, going to the sofa and sitting beside Tavallera. Gaeta, in the armchair across the coffee table from the sofa, suddenly lit up. "I bet I know."
"Where?"
"The tunnels. She liked to explore the tunnels that run under the ground."
"Tunnels?
There must be 100 kilometers of them more. They'd never be able to find her down there. And she knows every centimeter of them. Has it all memorized." "Then how could we find her?" Cardenas asked. "I'll look for her," said Tavallera, getting up again. Gaeta reached out and grasped his wrist. "Raul, there's just too much of the tunnels to search. You'll never find her, especially if she doesn't want to get found." Tavallera pulled free of his grip. "It beats sitting around here doing nothing." "If you do find her," Cardeno said, "bring her here. We'll keep her safe until this all gets sorted out." "Yeah, okay." With nothing else to do after Tavallera left, Cardenas and Gaeta watched the news broadcast that showed the crowd building up at the rally site beside the lake. The speaker's platform was empty, but several small bands paraded through the gathering throng, blasting out march tunes and working up the crowd. They noted that there were plenty of empty chairs spread out on the grass. "We won't have any trouble getting seats," Cardenas murmured. Gaeta got up from the armchair to sit beside Cardenas on the sofa. They watched the video, close enough to touch. Despite everything else, Cardenas thought that within a week, two at most, Gaeta would be packing up and preparing to leave the habitat. "His torch ship might be already on the way here," she said to herself. "Should I go with him? Would he want me to?" The phone chimed. Cardenas displayed the message. It was the dossier of Susan Lane from the files of the New Morality headquarters in Atlanta. "They got the wrong Lane," Gaeta said. But then the file photo of Holly came up, unmistakable. "She must have changed her name," murmured Cardenas. "Is that a sign of instability?" They read the dossier, every word.